Or more. It'll pop up. It'll pop up when Tom will pop up when he talks.
Right.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome. I'd like to call the March 22nd meeting to order. Roll call, please. Here.
Here.
Would you all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
You may be seated. Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from March 8th meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next, we'll have our county COVID update. Director Stutzman, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning, Tom.
The COVID update for this week, the COVID case counts for Indiana County have fluctuated somewhat over the past 2 weeks. For the seven-day period that was between March 1st and March 7th, there were 96 reported COVID cases. However, from March 8th to the 14th, the total dropped to 41 reported COVID cases. So far this calendar year, the county has not had a seven-day period where we've had more than 100 cases in that week. So that's very good news. The CDC continues to categorize Indiana County and all of our surrounding counties at a low rate of COVID community levels, and the majority of Pennsylvania also is in that same category. This month, Pennsylvania Department of Health discontinued reporting COVID statistics. They're making all of their statistics available on the CDC website, and CDC publishes that information weekly. CDC is continuing to report slight increases in the rates of COVID vaccinations, and I say slight, less than 0.01%. Pennsylvania Department of Health seasonal flu cases in Indiana County for week 10 of 2023, which ended on March 11th, reported a total of 1,091 cases. That's actually only 20 cases more than what we reported 2 weeks ago. CDC is going to be posting their weekly updates for the last seven-day period tomorrow. That's my report for today.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next in the agenda, we have public comment. And do we have anybody from the hearing room here? Any public comment? None here? Any on Zoom? None? Okay, we'll move on to executive sessions. From March 8th until March 22nd, the current time, we have had no executive sessions. Next, we have a number of proclamations that we'd like to present. And the first one will be the National Vietnam Veterans War Veterans Day Proclamation. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you. I'll be happy to. Vietnam War Veterans Day, March 29th, 2023. Whereas we honor all the men and women who served in our nation's armed forces throughout history, Indiana County is proud to join in the national commemoration of Vietnam War Veterans Day. And whereas this conflict defined an entire generation of Americans and numerous brave men and women served during the conflict, including 325,208 Pennsylvanians, of whom 3,147 Pennsylvanians were killed in action, and 89 are still unaccounted for.
And whereas we must never forget the pain and suffering that lingers today for the men and women who fought with honor and distinction in the name of freedom and democracy for all. And whereas we remember the men and women who so honorably served during more than a decade of fighting in challenging terrains of Southeast Asia, where they faced extraordinary and unprecedented dangers. We will never forget their sacrifice, and we will value their continued service to their fellow veterans today. as they embody the motto of the Vietnam Veterans of America. Never again will one generation of veterans abandon another.
And whereas, since the return, these veterans have contributed tremendously to the communities, the Commonwealth, and the nation. They have displayed unparalleled support for those currently serving by providing welcoming celebrations for those returning and honoring to those who have fallen. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim March 29th, 2023, as Vietnam War Veterans Day, and through this commemoration, join with all of the citizens this great state and nation to honor and remember our Vietnam veterans and their families for their courage, sacrifice, and valor, and encourage all citizens to participate in activities that bestow honor, commendation on American heroes, past and present. Dated this 22nd day of March, I form to make this a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Would anybody like to make any comment? Sheriff Fayok?
I would just like to go over some of the information about it. I mean, it's historical, but it encompasses everyone from the 31st November 1855 and through May 19th of 75, when everyone completely settled Vietnam. The reason for March the 29th is because that is, we're doing the 50th anniversary. With 50 years that the Military Assistance Command was disestablished, last Vietnam combat troops left Vietnam on March 29th. And on March the 29th, I made this comment, I probably shouldn't, but that is when Hanoi said they released the last prisoner that they had in their POW camps. But that's just a lot of stuff that people won't realize why the significance of March 29th, 73. Mm-hmm. And no. Thank you for the proclamation. And I would like to say that if anyone has a chance on their reservations to call the Historical Society, the 463-9600, to make reservations. And if you would love to attend this, we'd be greatly appreciated. And again, thank you for the proclamation. Jonathan, do you want to say anything on behalf of the Historical Society? I covered everything. So that's okay. Thank you.
Yep. And we honor you, Sheriff, and thank you for your service in that war.
Thank you.
And all those who actually served for our country. Thank you.
Every year that gap grows between the events and today's knowledge of it. And so it's very important to keep it on the radar screen. And I'm glad you're here, both of you, to talk about that March 29th event. So I hope to say more about, if we can, have more details just so the press can make sure that's recorded.
The night of the program, I will be going over more of this, okay, specifically of how it came about. But the significance of why March 29th came to be the 73, main reason of the why.
And that is open to the public, yeah, correct?
Okay. The main thing is we need your reservations so we can have the proper conflict of food and anything else that needs to be seen and everything else. Yep. But it's going to be at the American Legion. We're going to have parking for the disabled and handicapped veterans in Philadelphia Street in front of the Legion. They'll be parking in the Legion parking lot, Representative Struzzi's office, parking area behind all the subs and the Thompson Insurance Agency. We should have adequate parking. Doors open at 5:30. Program starts at 6. So anybody would want to come, we'd love to have you there.
Thank you. Our next proclamation is the Child Abuse Prevention Month. Child Abuse Prevention Month, April 2023. Whereas all children deserve to have safe, stable, nurturing, and healthy homes and communities that foster their well-being. Whereas we all have a responsibility as individuals, neighbors, and community members to help create healthy, safe, and nurturing experiences for our children. Whereas everyone in the community should become more aware of child abuse prevention and consider helping parents raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment.
Whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of the partnerships among schools, healthcare providers, human service agencies, faith communities, civic organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community. Whereas child abuse and neglect can be reduced by making sure every family has the support it needs and deserves to raise children in a healthy environment.
And whereas displaying a pinwheel or planting a pinwheel garden in April will serve as a positive reminder that together we can prevent child abuse and keep children safe in our community. And now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2023 to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in Indiana County, and urge all citizens to work together to help reduce child abuse and neglect and engage in activities that strengthen families and provide a healthy environment for children to learn, grow, and thrive in our community. Dated this 22nd day of March, 2023, I enter this as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And we have some individuals here that would like to speak on this. Yeah.
Well, I just want to first of all say thank you for the proclamation. And secondly, I always like to reinforce that these kids actually exist. They are all from Indiana County. We only work with families in Indiana County. These kids come from all over the county, Smicksburg, Marion Center, Blairsville, Clymer, not just in Indiana. And what I would like to emphasize is that the pinwheel is very important, because what we want is to symbolize the hope for these kids. So by using the pinwheel, it's not all doom and gloom. There is, you know, once we get these kids into the proper services and get an investigation going, most of them can go on to live happy, healthy lives. So our pinwheel ceremony is next Friday, March 31st at noon in front of the courthouse, and there will be pinwheel cookies. So just throwing that out there.
So that's a new addition?
Yes.
Because I love the pinwheel, and I love how you explain the symbol, and it's really on their way to good things.
Attorney Simon.
On behalf of the board of the Care Center of Indian County, I'd like to thank the commissioners, every one of you, because you have continued to provide that support to our agency. You know, we provide some very good services for the community of Indiana County, and so we were very appreciative of that from you guys. In addition, allowing us to use the courthouse lawn as a symbol,
sure,
of that pinwheel ceremony, and allowing us to leave that up there, because that is important. Everybody comes into the courthouse each and every day, drives past from Philadelphia Street, and is able to see the good that we can do in this particular community. So thank each and every one of you.
No, thank you. We truly appreciate your services and efforts that you actually do for the children. Can we send you this proclamation to read it at the next?
Yeah.
Great.
Do you want to picture it now?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm glad I did my hair.
Thank you. We're going to put you in the middle. Could you have blue on, like, I'm pretty
thin? Yeah. Actually wearing the clothes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me how long it is?
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. We'll make sure it's there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, our next proclamation we have to present is Intellectual Disabilities Awareness Month. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you. Whereas an intellectual disability is defined as a disability characterized by significant limitations, both in intellectual functioning and in adaptive behavior, as expressed in conceptual, social, practical, and adaptive skills, which originates before age 21. And whereas people with an intellectual disability are of all racial, ethnic, educational, social, and economic backgrounds. And whereas people with an intellectual disability are valued members of society, they are our friends, neighbors, and coworkers who find fulfillment living everyday lives.
And whereas early intervention, education, and home community-based services continue to be a vital and enabling citizens with intellectual disabilities to function and thrive. With such supports, people with intellectual disabilities, like everyone, can find greater opportunities to develop relationships, pursue their dreams, and to be integrated into the community and contribute in a meaningful way to society. And whereas the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Development Health Program continues to explore avenues to ensure citizens with intellectual disabilities have access to quality services, choice in services and providers, and most importantly, to be productive and active members of their community.
And whereas the ARC of Indiana County continues as an advocate for individuals with intellectual disabilities and developmental delays, ensuring that individuals receive the most appropriate education in the least restrictive environment by law. The ARC continues to build partnerships, break down barriers, advocate for community inclusion, and create positive solutions to empower individuals to live their best lives. And therefore, in order to recognize the many contributions and challenges of the citizens with an intellectual disability, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim March 2023 as Intellectual Disabilities Awareness Month in Indiana County. We encourage all citizens to support the efforts and hard work of Pennsylvanians with intellectual disabilities and their families as they strive to live self-determined lives and realize their own personal aspirations. Dated this 22nd day of March 2023, I enter this as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And do we have anybody here who would like to speak on that?
Sure. Hi, I'm Sherry Montgomery. I'm
the Intellectual
Disabilities Director for Armstrong and Indiana County. And I just want to thank you for this proclamation. There's so many people, you know, I see the sheriff, Michelle from the ARC, so many supportive partners in our counties. Everybody wants to live an everyday life, including individuals with intellectual disabilities. And I'm just proud that our county, our community, stands behind individuals.
Yeah. You know, everybody that knows me knows I'm passionate about inclusion. So there's no barrier in my mind that should keep anybody from doing anything that they dream to do, whether it's become a movie star or a county commissioner, right? So the awareness, the inclusion is so important to keep that disability community, you know, their struggles at the forefront. Some of those struggles right now are the lack of funding in the governor's proposal in his budget. So that aspect that, you know, we as the disability community ask for, it's not met at this point. Hopefully that will happen. The support system that supports individuals with disabilities is collapsing in Pennsylvania and across the nation. And so, you know, if we do not get that funding to where it needs to be, caregivers, parents, are going to be the new safety net for individuals instead of the system. And we will go back to having to utilize institutions, group homes will close. So we're at a crisis situation right now. So all these liberties that we're talking about, a lot of them will go away because there's not staffing or workers in order to help individuals live their best lives in the community. And that's our goal. So I urge you, everybody in this room, to reach out to their local representative and their local senator, asking for them to fight for the change of those budget line items coming up here so that we can actually get that funding ask in order to negate this crisis that we're having. So the community partnership is really golden in Armstrong, Indiana. Making the lives better. So thank you so much, and thank you for this proclamation.
Can I say one more thing? The amount of emergencies that it's daily. It's daily that we're getting calls from Adult Protective Services, from family members, for individuals that were never even known to our system. I have a 90-year-old mother right now with a 50-year-old daughter. We never knew they existed. I think we do really well with the money that we do, the funds that we do have, but there's never enough.
We truly appreciate, again, all the challenges and everything that you actually do in every day, helping these people with disabilities. Is Tammy on with us?
I don't think so. I think
she had
another meeting.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Terry. We just wanted to make sure. And anybody online that would like to say anything.
I have a sister-in-law who's 61 years old and she has cerebral palsy. And again, it's a disability. And it's hard to see her actually how she went through her life to where she's at today. She was actually able to help herself at one time. To where today she relies on caregivers. And as you stated, caregivers today are very, very far and few. Our society, we just don't have the people that are actually wanting to do this type of work, first of all. The biggest thing is understanding the individual. That is the hardest thing, because no matter where you go, and we used to get her out quite a bit into the public and everything. She's unable to do that anymore, but going through the public and just how people just look and portray her, but there's a lot of good people. I think more good people than there are others, but they just don't understand. That is the biggest thing, is the education behind it. And truly those people are special and they're dear to our hearts. And we have to remember that they're no different than us. They just have a little time, and a little special time.
Different abilities.
Yes, that God gave them. So, yes. And it's one thing that I always said, God has, will not give us any more than we can handle. So thank each and every one of you. We truly appreciate it. So can we get a picture?
Yeah, we can do that. And then we're going to have the art
one. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do them together?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Because we're doing the 50th, so we could do them all at one time.
I'm totally partnered with her, so I can have her.
Well, great. Then we'll do both at the same time.
Okay,
well,
great.
And I just want to say your words are very compelling about the funding, and we know what a little bit of money can do to invest in these lives so people can have agency and have, as you say, fulfilling lives. So I want to thank you for mentioning. It's important for us. The squeaky wheel does get the grease. So,
it was an ask for $430 million. We got $380 million, and everybody would think, well, boy, that should be enough. But it's not enough to meet this crisis that's happening
across the state.
Still going to happen. So, yes.
Anyway,
because you were starting already behind, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I too really appreciate you bringing that forward.
Okay, then the next proclamation, as Commissioner Hess said, is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the ARC of Indiana County, PA. Whereas the ARC serves individuals with intellectual and development delays and other disabilities in their families of all ages and ethnic educational, social, and economic backgrounds, providing cost-free advocacy programs, training, support, and services.
And whereas the ARC provides services that include community disability awareness, educational advocacy, secondary transitional support, community inclusive programs, and training, focusing on celebrating abilities and identifying barriers with positive solutions to empower individuals with disabilities to live their best lives.
And whereas the ARC is celebrating its 50th year serving Indiana County, Pennsylvania with a gala on May 12, 2023 at the Hilton Garden Inn, 714 Pratt Drive in Indiana. And now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, recognize the 50th anniversary of the ARC of Indiana County, PA, as they celebrate this remarkable milestone, and we offer our personal gratitude on behalf of the community of Indiana County. This proclamation is dated today, the 22nd day of March, 2023, and I offer that as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And would you like to speak on that behalf?
I would like to recognize our founder, Joseph Angelo, who founded the ARC in 1973, and his lifetime achievement work of advocating for individuals with intellectual disabilities, including with his son, Johnny, that everybody, most of the community knows very well. And I would also like to recognize Barb Peltrester's, her 20 years of service with the ARC, the previous executive director, and all the things that she brought to the ARC, the initiatives, the new programming. And then I came on in March of 2020, right before the pandemic. And the ARC has taken some different directions in order to meet some of the disparities in the community, whether it be food insecurities, lack of access to quality health care, or even just access at all. So providing dental clinics, vaccination clinics, making sure that there's a sensory safe place to do those things, as well as offering, you know, Spirit of Food class, still dealing with the social isolation that many of our individuals are still experiencing. Pre-pandemic, there was a staffing issue. There's still a staffing issue. Many of the programs are back, but they're actually not back to full hours. And that is because of staffing issues still going on today. So a lot of my individuals who were in everyday programs prior to the pandemic are only going one day a week. So their quality of life is different to this day, even after the pandemic. So it is about awareness to the community that even though you and I may be back to normal from the pandemic, there's actually a large population that is not yet. So working very hard to make that happen for them. The ARC is working very hard and diligently to either offer those free programs, offer free social interaction things like our theater classes that we have, things like that, just in order to spice it up, make sure that we're letting them know that their quality of life is just as important as me and Sharon as we do. So 50 years is a long time, I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I think the gala is going to be quite a night. So we want to recognize Barb, recognizing Joe, and also giving two transitional scholarships that are named the John Angelo Transition Scholarship, one to an Armstrong County student and one to an Indiana County student. So those will be awarded that evening, and our keynote speaker will be Jay Paterno. So it's going to be quite a night. So thank you for the proclamation, and we're just happy that we're still here. We've made it through, several trying times with the ARC over the years, but I think that we're here to stay and be the lead with advocacy. So,
good.
Ready?
You are a rock star too, and you do the Special Olympics, Michelle. We just appreciate it.
I also do Special Olympics, but it's all good. We need coaches.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Let me move this stuff.
You make that many events sound so amazing. And you need to recognize, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Chain instruction, please.
Yep.
There we go. That was right.
Sorry.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think we have in the group in the back's been waiting for this one. The next proclamation is our Pennsylvania 4-H week, and Commissioner Gorman, would you like to present?
I would. Pennsylvania 4-H Week. Whereas 4-H is America's largest youth development organization, supporting nearly 6 million youth across the county. And whereas 4-H helped many youth in Indiana County to become confident, independent, resilient, and compassionate leaders as they learn by doing.
And whereas 4-H in Pennsylvania is delivered by Penn State Cooperative Extension in rural areas, small towns, and cities in all 67 counties of the Commonwealth to more than 77,000 youth ages 5 through 18. And whereas 4-H youth in Pennsylvania are served by a network of staff members and more than 6,000 adult volunteers who engage and mentor youth in learning activities and hands-on projects in topics such as animal science, civic engagement, STEM, and health and wellness.
And whereas Pennsylvania 4-H Week showcases the incredible ways that 4-H inspires kids to achieve the highlights of remarkable 4-H youth in Indiana County who work each day to make a position impact on those around them. And whereas 4-H Network provides youth with opportunities for leadership development, career exploration, problem solving, friendships, community involvement, passion, and purpose. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim March 13th through the 17th, 2023, as Pennsylvania 4-H Week throughout Indiana County, and encourage our citizens to acknowledge and celebrate 4-H for its valuable service and continued efforts to empower youth with foundation of success for a lifetime. Dated this 22nd day of March, 2023, I enter this as a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And do we have anybody who would like to make comment from 4-H?
I guess I'll start.
Sure.
Thank you very much for the proclamation. We really appreciate it. Although it was PA 4-H week, PA 4-H is our everyday in Indiana County. We aren't just a fair. Although we do have a large representation of our youth at that event, we do things throughout some of the school districts. We do things throughout the community. We're partnering with other organizations as well. And everything we can do to reach the most youth and have the biggest impact possible. And our goal is always to grow our program by increasing the amount of youth that we reach. So today I am with some of my brightest individuals. They are members of my county council leadership group, as well as some of my leaders and biggest supporters. So we appreciate everything. Thank you very much.
Great.
You guys are all educators.
Yes, please.
I'm Sadie Palfrey.
My name is John Brenner, and like Angela said, we are here with the 4-H County Council. Thank you, like she said, for the proclamation. The week of PA4-H is a great week for, it's awesome that we can have a week dedicated to the kids across Pennsylvania in 4-H. Like Angela said, in 4-H is a great opportunity for youth to learn leadership skills and public speaking and awesome things like that. Like she said, we're not just a fair, we're much bigger than that. We work all through the year. And so, yeah, thank you for the proclamation, and we really appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to get my buddy out of here.
Say who you are. Is that public event? Public event from the road?
What are you doing for it?
My dad is in a age is taking sewing.
Sewing was your favorite. How about fashion review? Did you like it too?
So I like fashion review.
And Abigail is now one of our Indiana County 4-H leaders.
Yeah. Great.
She graduated out of the program as a member, but she is also a helper too.
Great.
My name is Connie Bruner. I've been a 4-H leader for 30 plus years. And I kind of bleed green, so I was in it as a 4-H-er for 10 years. I was a summer assistant in the extension office. I was Carol secretary for a period of time, serve on the extension board of directors. And I have a passion for 4-H. I love it. I think it teaches important skills. And I love the fact that we have a graduate of the program who has intellectual disabilities and how that all comes together here.
Is yes, wonderful.
We can marry those partnerships and how successful it is on both ends of that spectrum. 4-H is awesome. It develops leadership skills, public speaking skills, civic engagement, coming here to see the commissioners and how our local government works. It's really awesome, and you're growing our program. We want to encourage more kids to come participate in our clubs. We're not just cows and cooking the way some people think we are.
And the ARC is looking to partner with the 4-H.
Awesome.
You're going to make that happen.
As in leading their best lives, right? Yes. Every opportunity, option. And I'm so glad that you, like Michelle, pull out. It isn't just the fair, right? You are at work every single day in our communities. And every time I hear 4-H, I think 4-H and the FFA, because that was like used to be our chant when I was in 4-H. And recently we were down at the Dairy Summit at the Chestnut Ridge. And there was a group of kids there, 4-H, but they had their FFA jackets on. And that's what reminded me. It was just hand in hand. Thank you for being here.
Sperling?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm Suzanne Palfrey. I'm a poultry leader. So we do poultry also.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
These are my girls.
Yeah. I suppose everybody in the room knows Carol Sturmey, right?
Connie, we actually do appreciate all the efforts that you and the children put. And matter of fact, we see what you do through the county because it seems like you're always in the paper and your pictures are there at some kind of competition. So it's great. Continue the effort. And we as the Board of Commissioners love partnering with you at the Extension Office and having that opportunity so kids can come and do what they need to do with the Penn State Extension. And Angela, thank you. How about a picture?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, never ask.
Surely one of these you're going to get in. Waiting patiently. No, I know.
I used to
believe, I'm just teasing.
I used to be in the believe in the future of farming, too.
Yeah, it's hard work. It's hard work. Hard work. Thank you. Good luck.
Mom, do you want in with your daughters? Okay, and then we're gonna and then we're gonna do what's called a corner part, and you turn this on.
There are you go.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah, it does. We gotta do something.
Pushing the right button, right?
There we go.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay. This is such a terrible.
Put something on that.
Thank you. She's doing well. Busy.
Thank you, ladies. Awesome. Thank you, girls. Thank you. And Connie, you were the Indiana Fair Queen.
I was.
You failed to mention that.
I'm celebrating the 50th anniversary of that.
That's right. Okay, and our last proclamation we have to present is Women's History Month. And Commissioner Gorman, would you like to start?
I would. Women's History Month. Whereas Women's History Month can be traced back to the first International Women's Day in 1911, which in turn led to Women's History Week in 1987. Congress expanded the celebration to a month after being petitioned by the National Women's History Project. And whereas this month is used as a time to commemorate the struggles of women fighting for all equality, celebrate the progress that has been made, and reaffirm our dedication to the rights of all women.
Whereas women of every age, race, ethnicity, and economic background have made historic and significant contributions to the growth and strength of our Commonwealth. And whereas Indiana County acknowledges the notable accomplishments of women in the Commonwealth and the county, both past and present, who have worked with vision and determination toward the progress of our citizens and communities.
And whereas women have played an important role in the history of Indiana County, we have been the home to many leaders and role models who've laid the groundwork for our future generations. And whereas throughout the month of March, we honor the women who have served in public office and charitable organizations, worked in the business or health sector, have fought for our country, have raised families, and have dedicated their lives to making our county and nation a better place to live. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Indiana County Commissioners that March is designated as Women's History Month and shall be celebrated as such. This proclamation is dated the 22nd day of March, 2023. And I offer this as a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And do we have anybody to speak on behalf of that?
Probably any woman in the room, right?
Yeah.
Or online.
No taker?
Well, I will just mention that we have a number of folks online that have been leaders in their own professions. And I just want to thank you all for being with us online. And thank all the women in the room. I see lots of leaders here, lots of rock stars. So,
well, I think Indiana County, the partnership and the community support to share amongst everybody and supporting everybody in their roles is really unprecedented. It really is. And so, I think Indiana County does a good job of supporting their leaders and making things happen.
Well said.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Should we get a picture with all the women? I think that would be cool. We did that for
a couple years ago
with the women.
Let's do it.
I hate this lighting, but yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to get something. Should we reconfigure the blinds?
That's probably better.
That might help. Yeah. The light. Yeah, but that's a good thing.
I'm getting out.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Put you right there.
Okay. You good? Can you get us, Josh?
Just barely.
Okay.
Right angle. Got it.
I heard that.
No, it took multiple pictures. I don't have to pass it anymore.
Okay.
Well, you good? Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. Was the light better? Was the better?
We have a picture of this one. This is for the Vietnam Veterans Day. There we go. Hold on. Again, like I said, I've got more in my share problem. Camera. Don't laugh. It really is a problem.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment now? I was going to say this till the end, but because of everyone in the room, and I know we may lose some of you, so we understand that if you need to go. The courthouse has been able to participate in what's called a soft skills challenge with our seniors from Armstrong and Indiana County. We started last week, we continued this week right up to this meeting, and then we have next week. And it's a bunch of high school seniors that have agreed to participate. They come to the courthouse, they might go to Jimmy Stewart Museum, they might go to Renda, the 700 shop, but throughout the day, they have different tasks or challenges that they have to do with each place they go. And they get challenged and they have to prove their soft skills, which is communication, thinking on their feet, spontaneity, politeness, manners. And we've been able to tour them through the courthouse and it has been phenomenal. And these kids are doing such a great job, but it is that they're engaged, they're active, they've got energy. It's given us energy in the courthouse. They've been quite enjoyable, but it's amazing to hear our sheriff's department or our DA or our judge talk to these kids about how important clear communication is in their lives and how much better it's going to help them succeed in anything they choose to do, no matter what that is, and to lead their best lives. And so it has been such a pleasure. And if you have the opportunity through 4-H or your schools in any way to do those kinds of things, it's been a real pleasure for us as people in a business position to engage the young people as much as we appreciate you engaging back. So
I actually think that the teachers and the advisors also have a great
It was a lot of, it's been great. And all the
schools? Yes.
Everyone, yeah.
And yeah.
And Armstrong as well.
Yes.
Yeah, because Armstrong, and we're doing it through Aaron, intermediate unit that covers both. Yes, but the neat, and the neat part was, Armstrong really doesn't present its downtown with the kind of walkable establishments that we do. And we're like, sure, bring them here. We'll partner up. So, and the Tri-County WIB was kind enough to pay for, through a grant, the transportation.
Yes, I wanted to mention that it's a workforce investment initiative.
Absolutely.
So not only youth
development, fueling our pipeline.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to do everything we can.
Okay. Now we'll be back to the everyday business of the county after all those proclamations. And again, thank you for being here to accept those. And truly thank you again for your efforts and your continued work.
We know people must, if your schedules don't permit staying, we understand if you need to leave. So
thanks again for being here.
Okay, next we have transfer of funds from the general fund to a capital account. And Treasurer McCullough, would you like to present?
Do you mind coming up here and be kind of next to the money? I'm just letting the people on Zoom to be able to. As much as we can.
Go ahead and present.
I'm requesting that the commissioners allow me to move $2 million from our general fund, $1 million from our American Rescue Plan account for a total of $3 million to add it to our already, our bond that we already have with Stork Capital. This is a liquid bond, so we can pull out the money whenever the county needs it. Currently, this bond provides us with an interest rate of 4.7 and above, which is higher than any CD rate that any bank has offered us on the time.
Okay, great. Any questions, comments?
I do have a question. So are all the funds going to be at the 4.7? Is that?
No, it's varying because they're different bonds.
That's what, they are different. So what is this current one going to be? Is it this current one?
So moved, moved into different bonds. So it's based on the stock market.
Oh, I see what you're going to ask. Yeah, okay. I got you. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Next, we have an equipment purchase with emergency management. And Director Stutzman, would you like to present, please?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. Before you today is a proposal to make a purchase from Bolivar Volunteer Fire Department for a Spartan RD Murray engine tanker for use by the county hazmat team as support to our foam application systems. This vehicle would support the team by being able to do large volume applications and to provide an engine capable of providing the level of gallons per minute and volume of water with the 1,000-gallon tank. This is kind of a unique unique offering. Bolivar had purchased this vehicle with an anticipation of placing it in service and then had received a second vehicle. So this became a surplus piece of equipment for them, and they offered it up for the total cost of $24,000.
And Director, could you maybe elaborate a little bit of this foam unit and with the recent rail derailment system that we have heard?
Certainly. Yes, you know, as everyone has seen, the East Palestine train derailment has been kind of in the news for well over a month now. That same rail line with similar commodities does pass through Indiana County. So this would be something that would afford us the ability to provide a protection capability directly from the county hazmat team, for foam application. And again, it's something that we've never had the capability of before, but the derailment has kind of highlighted the need for this type of capability. fortunately for us, we're able to do this at a very, very much reduced cost.
So I might add comment, if we were to actually have the hazmat team buy this brand new, this would be probably in the cost figure of anywhere between $500,000 to $750,000 purchase. So exactly. $24,000 is like pennies on a dollar. So definitely want to thank you, Director, for coming across this. And we do appreciate Bolivar Fire Company for offering that to the county instead of offering to somebody else. So we really like that. So any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to purchase. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Director, we have the agreement with AirSpring.
Yes, the agreement before you this morning for AirSpring is to replace our current telephone service provider with AirSpring service. We had been notified back in January that all of the current copper wireline connectivity that we're utilizing had to be transitioned to fiber. We investigated several different providers of telephone service, and this would be for our 911 and EMA business lines, as well as all of our alternate location lines. The good news is, by making this transfer, we're able to actually have a cost savings. So we need to make a purchase of actually three pieces here. The cost of the primary site is a $58 one-time cost, non-recurring, and then $517.75 monthly. The cost for the alternate site is a one-time $54 non-recurring cost, and then $269.75 monthly. The third piece is the capability to do redundancy, which we would purchase through FirstNet, and it is a fixed cradle point in the alternate location. That would be a one-time cost of $1,699.98 with a monthly recurring of $73.98. So looking specifically at the monthly recurrings, we're currently paying $1,811.98. We're currently paying, I'm trying to find that number here, $1,195.24 a month. This would reduce our monthly to $861.48. And our one-time cost would total $1,811.98. So we have a cost savings per month of $333.76.
Any questions or comments? The only comment I'll make is our primary 911 communication center, as everybody knows where it's at, this is actually to assure. And as he speaks of alternate, there are alternate sites of Indiana County in case the primary would go down. This makes it capable for the 911 system to be moved to an alternate site and lose no communications as far as the 911 system itself. So with that being said, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Next, from our planning office, we have a change order. And Luann, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Community Action Program are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number 2 to the architectural services contract with Stifler McGraw & Associates for renovation, design, and inspection services at the new Indiana County Food Bank warehouse location. The requested change order will increase the contract by $24,900 from $126,493 to $151,393. The change order request reflects additional services to design revisions necessary to install the built-in freezer coolers, and including the associated floor revisions of the concrete mix components and inspections. And there are sufficient project funds available to cover the change order cost.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or any comments? Hearing none, motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Next, we have some agreements from Children and Youth Services. And good morning, Vicki. Are you on?
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning. I am. And I just want to mention thank you for designating April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I will start with our 23-24, fiscal year 23-24 non-placement listing. I have a few contracts to go over. The first is the Counseling Wellness of Indiana County. That is a renewal contract. The provider has agreed to keep the same rates as last year. There was only one cost that they raised, and that is for court appearance. So those costs and services will be coming out of our general fund, and it's utilized as needed. Now, this provider does mental health services such as individual therapy and evaluations for our clientele.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, moving on to Grand Beginnings.
So our fiscal year 23-24 contract with Grand Beginnings Children's Center, it is a renewal. This provider has a licensed daycare center here in the Indiana area, and we at times have to access it for children in foster care or even just some of our families with the children still in the home. Their rates are the same as last year, and those costs and services will come from the general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, the Center for Hearing and Deaf Services.
That's correct. Now, a few years ago, we had a contract with them, but nothing in the last 2 years. So I'm just counting this as a new contract. This provider does interpretation and translation services with the deaf and blind. So they have a cost of $62 per hour. They also have some travel cost in there. Now we have not used them in recent years, but it is something that we are required to have available in case we have clients that have that need. The cost and services will come from our general fund, and it's utilized as needed.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Mm-hmm. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And next is Northwest Media.
That's correct. Northwest Media Incorporation has been great at providing us for online training for our foster parents and for our caseworkers. So we had a contract with them the last 2 years. This is just an extension of that same contract. So the rate would remain the same at $2,000 per year. And that's for unlimited users. The cost and services come from our general funds, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Next, we have change orders with the coroner's office project, and Robin Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, on behalf of Mike Yanny, the director of county facilities, there are four change orders. The first one, I'm asking the board to consider the change order for Mark Services for the HVA system on the coroner's project. This is due to engineering issues, which were first presented and had to be changed for proper ventilation needs. The total cost of this change order is $64,524.50.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, with Levernite Electrical.
I'm asking the board to consider a change order with Levernite Electrical for additional service line that needs to be run through the new exterior HVAC unit. The total cost of this change order is $3,068.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next change order is with Don Huey.
I'm asking the board to consider a change order with Don Huey for a revision that is needed in the coroner's office. These changes consist of a larger turnaround for garage access, new flooring at the entrance, and an extra pad for the HVAC equipment. The total cost of this change order is $26,182.37.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And the last change order is with Newman Plumbing.
I'm asking the board to consider a change order with Newman Plumbing for a larger gas service line to feed a new exterior HVAC unit. Total cost is $9,840.28.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you. Next, we have a resolution with the Indiana County Board of Commissioners establishing a composed initial disbursement of the funds allocated to the County of Indiana pursuant to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on the opioid settlement agreement. And who would like to present?
I'm fine.
Would you like to speak on the resolution?
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of background work by the commissioners in getting this started. So we thank everybody for their patience. This is part of what you have heard from our lawyers and our solicitor, Mr. Budash, in the past with regard to the national opioid settlement funding that has come to our county. And we are happy to now present this resolution, in essence, to explain that, where the funds are coming from, and that this county, Indiana County, has consulted with our other county colleagues across the state and has decided to create or establish the Indiana County Opioid Advisory Committee that we'll hear in another couple of motions, who will lead that effort and who will be appointed. But in essence, to be transparent with our public, provide input and feedback with regard to making the best decisions about how that funding should be used in our county to either recover, help our victims of opioid use recover, get treatment, and or educational programs to get their lives right tracked and become productive citizens as a result of possibly having had to get stuck on or abused with opioid addiction.
Okay. Commissioners had the chance to read the resolution and go over it. Any questions or comments?
Just a comment. Many thousands of people and families and businesses and institutions have been harmed by this scourge about the opioid epidemic. And I think this is a very momentous occasion that we are now able to establish this task force, who's going to be made up of community members who understand this dynamic well and will do great things with these dollars, effective things that will help people who, through no fault of their own, have been harmed and killed in many instances. So I've watched this develop over my 8 years here, and it's been gut-wrenching to watch things happen as they have, but I'm really, really pleased to see this development. So I just want to make a comment. Thank you.
So I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have the establishment of the Indiana County Opioid Advisory Committee. And would you like to read those names off, please?
Sure. The members that are to be appointed to this Opioid Advisory Committee member listing are Cammie Anderson, Rachel Grove, Leslie Loveridge, Robert Manzi, Megan Miller, Jerry Overman, Becky Perkovich, Lisa Spencer, Tom Stutzman, Nicolo Wannett, and Jamie Boyles.
Okay, you've heard the reading of the names of the advisory committee. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have the appointments.
So can I interject?
I'm sorry. Sure.
So I guess we need a motion to establish the advisory, and then we need another motion to appoint the members.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to establish this opioid advisory committee.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried.
And then we have a motion for that.
Mm-hmm. And we have the motion for the appointments, which was already made by Commissioner Gorman, seconded by Commissioner Hess. Okay. And last, we have the appointment of Cammy Anderson as the chairperson of the Indiana County Opioid Advisory Committee. Do I have a motion to approve that appointment?
So
second.
I'll second it.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. So the resolution, the establishment, appointment, and the chair has all been done. And I'd like to thank all the efforts and everything we've put into getting this going. And Commissioner Gorman, thank you for pushing forward and getting this on the move.
So, I would like to recognize Cammy Anderson. Yes. And certainly offer Commissioner Keith and Commissioner Hess to chime in here, because this truly has been a collective effort of thinking through the right members, the right composition, and sort of getting this right for the very critical mission that is upon us to use this funding. And we all agreed, and Cammy Anderson was the first thought of all three of us to lead this effort. And Cammy is the single county's authority on drug and alcohol use and has had several years of experience, does an amazing job throughout Armstrong, Clarion, and Indiana, and across the state as a leader in her own right. So we really appreciate you accepting this for us and leading this charge. And as you said, as has been said before me, the right people, we feel, and it was very important that we not get just one side of this issue. So we didn't want just treatment. We didn't want just recovery, but we wanted, and it was actually at an event where I shared an opportunity of overdose victims that were actually suicide users. And our coroner actually started to talk about things that could be done to be preventative of the families and the actual people that died in his arms. And it was just so provoking that I said, you need to be on this task force, right? Because different people in different sides of this see it differently, but they can all be part of solutions. So I think we have a really great team to help you lead forward.
Thank you. I look forward to working with members of the committee and distributing the funds the best way possible that we can for the citizens of Indiana County.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but really, it's not nearly enough. It is going to be a drop in the bucket to what is needed, but it is a start, and there's more money coming. And like I had said, we could all get into the emotional part of what a sin it has been for the pharmaceutical distributors and what they have done. But we are seeing some restitution, and that is a good day for us. So I thank you for all your work. I know you are tireless at it. You have a wonderful team. Now, the Drug and Alcohol Commission has been around. You aren't celebrating your 50th yet, are you? That's right. That's right. Yeah. They did. So, wow. So anyway, and the problem is the whole scene keeps changing. Once you think you have a grasp on something, wow, along comes fentanyl or right. Whatever it is. So
I think last night they actually announced a new drug.
They did. It's used on horses.
Giants. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Frank, that was it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's a new drug.
That's correct. Thank you for saying that.
So there you go. So,
yeah. And right, like Commissioner Hess said, it's not enough money. This program is over 18 years. And I think I also want to mention that Attorney Marcus was actually representing the county for these funds. And again, there's more possibly
there
coming.
Wave two defendants, and there may be a settlement in the works, not very closely.
Yes. So, yes, thank you, Cammy. Appreciate it. Okay. Other business. I just want to send a great thank you out to Senator Pittman, Representative Struzzi, and Representative Brian Smith for recently obtaining a lot of grant funding to our local governments, which was truly a need up. And again, I've said it before, whether it's $100 or whether it's $1 million, whatever, that funding that is brought to this county is truly appreciated by the senator and those representatives, because definitely it's a need here for Indiana County. So I just want to give a thank you out to all three of them for that. Any other business brought before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be on Wednesday, April the 12th at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody.